The PSC last year allowed some power companies to hike their fixed monthly rate for customers and in some cases okayed charging new solar users more to be part of the electrical grid. Some in the solar industry feared a drop-off in new customers, but for now there are signs the growth in solar isn't stopping. About a dozen people gather in one of the many solar industry booths at the Energy Fair in Custer. Bert Hodes of Arcadia says he's thinking seriously about adding solar panels to his home. He says he wants to reduce his use of energy from coal or natural gas-fired power plants. Hodes says that outweighs the prospect of higher monthly fees from utilities.
They're just being predictably grabby. We have to embrace what's possible and not get distracted by some of these extra costs.
The go-for-it approach of some solar customers pleases solar designer and installer Jim Kerbel of Photovoltaic Systems in Amherst. Kerbel says he wasn't sure what would happen when utilities won those rate cases. He says some customers are buying smaller systems, but others are spending a few $1,000s more to add a 5-foot-long storage battery on their property. Kerbel says, for one thing, people can then avoid the higher monthly solar-related charge from the power company.
The nice thing about having the battery, too, is then you got a backup. The utility goes off, so what? You got power, and then the neighbor calls you because the Packer game is on, and they want to come over. This has actually happened many times.
And Kerbel says soon companies will be making more durable batteries. Michael Vickerman of the clean energy group Renew says he also expects more faith communities, local governments, and certain businesses to bring together resources to go solar. He says there are state and federal incentive programs ready to help at least through next year. Though solar still only accounts for a relatively tiny percentage of power generation in Wisconsin, Vickerman sees utilities as being dinosaurs for trying to put up barriers.
This is increasingly at odds with customer aspirations for more control over energy use, cleaner resources.
Wisconsin's largest utility, We Energies, rejects the notion that is trying to stifle solar.
That's a total misrepresentation.
Company spokesperson Brian Manthe says everyone needs to help pay for power lines, poles, and other infrastructure.
What we want is to make sure that we have policies and rate structure going forward that is fair to all of our customers, those that have the ability and the means and the physical ability to be able to have solar panels installed on their property, so that the costs aren't shifted to those who can't afford solar panels or other customer generation.
But in a few communities around the world, the poor are getting help to go solar. That's part of a video highlight at the Energy Fair played by Grid Alternatives, a California-based nonprofit working, as it says, to bring the sun to everyone. Grid spokeswoman Summer Morgan.
We've installed over 5,000 systems and doing almost 19,000 kilowatts.
None of that power generation yet in Wisconsin, but unless there are more pro-utility rulings from the PSC, groups like Grid and for-profit solar installers now seem confident that the growth in solar won't stop. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.